voice is that actually?
Is it actually recording?
She's gay.
He's straight.
I'm Alex.
I'm Kate.
Coffee and Chibo.
I'm Pip.
But not really, it's just a rumour.
Yeah, how about this for crazy rumours? I can't drive, I'm actually blind, and
You're not ginger.
I'm not ginger.
And slightly more importantly, Alex just said to a bunch of 16-year-old girls...
In their pyjamas.
Hey, come on, Uncle Alex will get in his pyjamas with you. No word of a lie.
I said, come to Uncle Alex's and we're playing our pyjamas. Either way, it's very wrong. Explain the situation.
The situation?
Mm.
Well, my sister's having her 16th birthday party. And so the house is full of 16-year-old girls, which is terrifying. Because they're very loud.
Also quite exciting.
For Alex, because he's actually a paedophile.
The 16th.
Oh, go for it then. Go and shag and rotten, Alex. Go show them a good time with Uncle
That's
Alex.
That's what I was waiting for. Your
is that
permission?
What you call your penis, Uncle Alex? I'm convinced it is.
That's a rumour too. I haven't even got a cock.
Yeah, Alex doesn't actually have a penis. Believe me, we tried to have sex once and I was like, what the fuck? And then I was just more turned on.
I was just like, don't...
Oh, it's been so long since we've done a podcast. Nice, thanks. Good to know I've got someone to like keep the conversation going with. Alex and pizza podcast. Fuck you. You don't need me. You've got the pizza.
I've got Pip.
Oh, talk about the pizza. I'm that excited about it. I went to Asda today, bought fucking pizza with steak on it.
Lots of steak.
Oh, so fucking good.
And barbecue sauce.
I'm such a man. Yeah, barbecue sauce, steak, and
you are a man. On the barbecue,
cheese.
I cooked the meat.
Oh, that was bad.
Like Alex cooked the salad.
Gender confusion there. Stella. I'm going to go out and start a fight. Oh, yeah. I've got a few things to say. I've got some things to say, some issues to sort out. McDonald's. The fuck's all that about? I don't know, you cunt. I'm not going to do an accent because my accent would be fecking bollocks. Is that good
that
enough for
shit.
You? What more do you want from me?
A good accent.
I'm wearing your tie though, okay?
Your tie.
It's my tie.
It's not your tie anymore.
No, it's someone else's tie.
Aww. Mom.
Oh, thanks, Alex. Oh, blah, 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 pizza. Yeah, the tie has had some
To be fair, I've only eaten the crust because I don't want to eat a layer.
I might eat that pizza. But I've been told I look like a dickhead, and also my mum was like...
You are a dickhead.
I know. My mum was like, whose tie is that? And I was like,
you know who's not
friends.
A dickhead? Philippa.
She is.
Wow, that was better than me.
Way to prove you're not a dickhead, Philippa. You have to talk, otherwise me and Alex are going to seem even more retarded.
I am talking, can't you hear me? It's me, Pip.
Thanks, Alex.
Oh, I know what. You don't need to listen to Pip speak, because I do that for you, because I love you so much. Pip, Saturday, me and Pip were going to go see Hot Fuzz. There you go. Top of conversation sorted. We went to go see Hot Fuzz. I'm secretly a gay man. And it finished after... Pip's lost bus, so we went and got wrecked on the hill instead because we're really classy. And Pip turned to me and went, I'm into bondage. I said, oh yeah. And she went, I'll show you the rope sometime.
See, these people are kinky.
We're into kinky shit like bondage and
especially Pip.
Stop doing that every time I got pizza in my mouth.
It's not really pizza in her mouth.
No, it's Alice's dick.
Which doesn't actually exist.
That's a rumour!
You idiots. Gay.
Why would you start a rumour that someone can't drive?
Got
is that the most retarded thing ever? Oh my god. I'm annoyed on your behalf.
I'm not really annoyed. It's a bit of a shit rumour.
It's ridiculous. I'm going to start my own rumour that you and I have slept together.
Me and Kate had sex. Okay, I know, look, we've got to talk about this because Kate's actually a lesbian, so it's quite a good topic.
Oh, yeah. Talking of which, hang on, let me have that for a minute. Talking of which... Why would we talk about men in skinny jeans when neither me and Alex are interested in men in skinny jeans?
Yeah, back off.
Or teabagging.
Or teabagging, which is quite funny, though. But anyway, yeah, Friday night, me and Kate went to a really, really good party.
Oh,
so thank you, Laurie, because we love you.
I'm sorry for texting you.
And, well...
Not Laurie.
One thing left to another, and I woke up Saturday morning. And Kate's now in, like,
no
horrible...
mushrooms.
I thought she was about to rant about it. She wasn't very happy about it. Either was I, to be honest, because neither of us were expecting it. It's worse than the time when we just randomly snogged, because we randomly shagged this time.
Do you remember that man we ran into in the street? Because I only remember that this morning.
What man?
So when we left Lorry's, when we were on the way to bus stop, there was a man, and you nearly pushed him in the road.
I was just like, it's a man. And then you walked right past, and I was like...
We were just like, stumbling around the street going, there's a man there! As someone knows, because I was texting him.
So yes, anyway, we're not sure where Kate's sexuality stands after Friday night's / Saturday early morning.
And that advert in Hot Fuzz. There was an advert for like the Oscars, and it was like beautiful people. And the men more beautiful than the women, until Angelina Jolie came up, and then it was Keira Knightley.
So let's face it, Kate is slowly turning bisexual. And actually, she gave me a big speech about how she would prefer to be bisexual, so maybe...
I said I would prefer to be, not I am.
It's all coming through. And Pip? Well, Pip's just bland like me.
Pip's a lesbian icon.
I am a lesbian icon.
She's talking!
Shit! What
the fuck? I've said it now.
Why are you a lesbian icon?
I don't know why. If I knew why, I'd stop it or something.
But would she stop it, or would she just make it worse?
No, I quite enjoy it.
God, I love Pip.
Oh my God!
What?
Jesus!
What?
Read that.
Where's Jesus?
Can I read it out?
Yeah. No.
Who is it? Oh my God.
Yeah.
I want to read it now. Come on.
That was impressive. I'm Jesus.
Jules, that text would put me off everything. Not just podcasts. You go down, sweetie.
Oh, you
went
back up already.
How foul is that?
Well, look at that spike.
I don't know what that was. Are you impressed? Because I am.
Yeah, well done, Jules. I'm feel quite ill. Yeah, probably shouldn't have been flicking through that library, should you? That's it, Pip. Look at me with those alluring eyes.
Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, Hot Fuzz is, I don't know, I thought it was disappointing, but that's probably because of the people I was with.
Yeah, they were disappointed because I wasn't there.
Because we were having more sex than watching the film. And, I don't know, if I was with Pip, I probably would have enjoyed it more. Just
thanks.
Maybe Kate.
I was with Pip, we had sex in the cinema.
I don't believe that. She's an icon, she's not actually a lesbian. And you're slowly turning straight, so.
Shut up, I'm not.
Still someone else's cunt pig.
No, it was still someone else's cunt face, but,
Hope you listen to this, psychopath.
Yeah, I hope you do, because, like, I'm not yours to steal, because we went out for a month, and you need to get over it. And I hope you don't listen to this, because you're a psychopath and probably kill me.
We probably should stop using this podcast to spread our hate.
Yeah.
But it's quite a good idea. Wow, look at that one.
That's because you deep-throated the microphone.
Look at that one.
I nearly said MySpace, because I've got MySpace on the brain, because I'm a 17-year-old.
She's a geek.
I'm 18, too.
Wow, Pip's all words tonight. All action. She keeps looking at us with alluring eyes.
Get down there and pleasure me and don't come back up until you're finished.
That's my line.
I said that to you.
Really?
Yeah. Don't you remember?
No.
Stop waving that microphone in my face. It's like a palace.
Pip's got a new job. Pip, how about you tell everyone when you start stabbing your face what your new job is? Please. Alright, shall we tell people for her? Pip's become a pole dancer in Portsmouth.
It's not hard.
Oh no, that's your current job. She's got a new job.
Selling wooden toys.
Yeah, wooden sex toys.
Well done, Kate. I think that's the point I was trying to get across. Yeah, they can really hurt when you get them stuck up there.
Oh.
Apparently.
Stuck up where?
Don't make him answer that.
My ear.
Oh, Alex put sex toys up his arse.
I haven't got an arse. It's a rumour. Dickheads.
I don't shit. It's just a rumour.
I don't even breathe. It's a rumour. Probably don't even exist. Which makes you even sadder because you're making a rumour about people that don't exist.
Yeah, it's kind of. I'm going to find out who started that and beat them up. In your honour.
I hope people don't spread the stuff about you and me having sex, Kate Borland. That'd be terrible.
What? You mean the time me, Kate Borland, and Alex Meacher had sex together?
Yeah, I hope that doesn't get spread.
Go forth and tell everyone because it's true and it was hot. And I know you'll want to watch.
Her bed wasn't the same afterwards.
Is that why it creaks?
That's what's got bits of steak in it.
Oh, don't.
Kate's after sex cravings. I went for a fact, she had steak.
Yeah, Pip and Alex come around my house eating pizza on my bed, and my bed is just like full of pizza crumbs and steak now. So that's gonna be a good night's sleep if anyone wants to come around and, you know, have a midnight snack of steak.
And Kate.
And me. Yeah, you know, come around my bed and I'm not gonna
eat my meat.
Eat my meat, yeah. Oh, maybe if you're lucky, Alex will still be here. I'm sure he'll let you have a chomp on him.
I should drink more if I'm gonna listen to that.
I know. We need to get more drunk when we do these because we're not very interesting. Why the fuck are you listening to this? Why?
We really need to take the microphone down and let them listen to that noise.
Oh, no. The noise downstairs is driving me off the fucking wall. Yeah, you'd have to put up with them until 11:30 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sleep.
I'm going to go sneak in and be like, nice pyjamas.
Don't. My mum would kill you.
She would. She'd think it's funny.
My mum would think that was funny. She'd laugh if you were a paedophile, Alex.
I wouldn't. I'd be quite worried. Be my rep.
Oh, one. My God. We saw the trailer for the worst film ever.
What film?
Oh, my God. I can't remember what it was. But like, what was it? Like, Terrorville.
Tell me what it is.
Bridge to Terrafania.
What was it
Terramania?
About?
Terramania.
What's it about?
Terramania.
What's it about?
No, I'm not
made up. I look so fucking shy. It's untrue.
There were two little kids and we just thought they'd be paedophiles.
Oh. Pip has just molested my foot.
And you loved every second, you kinky bitch. Oh my God, do not lean in my breast and make that noise. And get off my phone.
Oh my God, that's a dirty picture.
Pardon? Oh no, you have to see the picture I took today. It's fucking ace.
It's going to be of a minge in the cinema.
Oh, Alex. That's
disgusting. Oh, Pip.
Go away.
Yeah, fuck off, Alex, out of my house. So me and Pip can have hot sex.
Caressing me with your foot.
Look.
What is it?
It's like giant cotton wool.
giant
oh, wow. There is actually giant cotton wool.
It was like as tall as me, but that's not hard.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's like an average size.
China?
No, I fucking wish. Oh, yeah, I went to China.
She didn't. It's a rumour. She actually sat in a room for like a week, listened to Block Party and smoked.
To be fair, I did listen to Block Party pretty much all the way around China.
Clearly, go on, tell them about China. Just
China,
do it.
China. How I love thee. I wish I was Chinese. I saw Mao's dead body. That was probably the highlight. That was good.
In vinegar.
No, it's not in vinegar. Oh my God. I'm actually surprised by like getting back and like realising how few people know who Mao is. Like, oh my God, if you don't know who Chairman Mao is, come on. I can't believe you didn't know. At least Pip knew. He's on my watch.
At least Pip knew. Not Pip knew. At least Pip knew. God. What are you trying to say about our dear Pip?
Anyway, after
he
that...
has really soft hair.
That spot of, I'm sure, very tight editing. Yeah, I went to China and that was it. So...
That was it.
China. Alex, you're going to have to talk or I'm going to stop this.
I can't really think about anything to talk about.
You can't think... We've done,
I've
like, 13 minutes. You've lost your... I'm really not impressed.
Well, you know, I lost about 13 minutes of you, and I'm like, ow. And that happens.
Your head. Oh, Alex, we went downstairs for a fag while we were panicking about the fact that we're retards and couldn't edit
maybe
this.
Maybe nicotine ruins my life.
And Alex went downstairs and knocked on the door, and my sister's friends are in their pyjamas, and then said something. God. And I said, oh, are you trying to find out which one
I
of Sarah's friends
Pip's
will...
elbow as well, apparently.
What?
So they're like, oh, and I was like, oh.
You just waved your rumour-tastic crotch in Pip's elbow.
Yeah, it's not actually there though, so I'll just wave it out there basically.
Fair play.
Yeah.
I knew you didn't have a crotch already. You're like,
We didn't seem to mind on Friday, late Saturday morning.
Oh, don't say that. People really will think I had sex with you. Ow!
You did. Stop being in denial.
I just can't help how I feel about you, Alex.
I know. I got over it. You will.
Oh, charming.
Seriously, it takes like a minute.
Yeah, you're not hard to get over.
Trust me, you won't.
Oh!
Pip, you don't defend her after the burn she gave you. Tell everyone what you said about Pip.
Don't, that's mean.
Pip said, I'm balancing on my feet, which was retarded in itself. And I said, well, you could be balancing on your hands because your face looks like an ass. Oh! Got you there, Pip. Although,
see, Kate's horrible to our beautiful and wonderful / sexy Pip.
I owe Pip. For a certain drunken incident, which Pip can tell you about.
We've talked about
really
it before.
There isn't much to talk about. You pushed me in the bath and tried to ravage me.
Ravage.
I'm tired, go away.
You're always tired.
Fine.
It's like an
well,
excuse.
Like, Alex and Pip are both lying down on my bed, falling asleep. So this is going to turn into a one-man show.
That's
woman. Oh, funny. Yes, I'm going to drink Stella and talk to you wonderful people because you're my real friends.
Was
that
you aimed
at me?
No,
was
it was right at me.
I'm cross at you. You're not exciting enough. You're not as interesting
mean to
as
us,
me.
Therefore.
What? I was mean to you, so you're not going to talk. Mm-hmm. Fine. Oh, you can do this podcast by myself.
Okay. Well, that would be popular.
My watch.
Gothy.
She's Lane gay. She's gay. Hey, hey. See, I've already got a theme tune. I don't need you.
Is that your entire personality, is it?
Shut the fuck
she's
up.
She's gay. That's all I've got to say.
Oh, my God. I like to think that unlike certain people we go to college with, I have personality outside my sexuality. I may not be right, but at least I think it.
No, you are right.
Say that again so people can hear that you were nice to me.
You're not right.
You wanker. You're nice to me, and then as soon as someone else might have heard... You take it away. This is going nowhere, is it? It's just going to be me burbling to myself. Brighton on the weekend.
See, we could sing.
Yeah, let's just sing.
Let's
drive
go
to
Pip's house on the weekend.
No, I'm not going around
but
there.
Don't drive because it's a rumour.
Let's go to Brighton on the weekend. Oh, well, yeah. We can talk about... What? Sorry.
That's my heart.
There you go. I'm getting to talk about
what kind of sound does that make? Don't put the microphone in my mouth.
Alex, can you bear in mind that some people actually listen to this and think we're interesting, so we should try and uphold that.
I think it's more interesting
yeah,
now you've got like... Now you've got... out of my eye.
Hot fuzz. In the eye.
It looks excited.
Oh, go and see that film if you haven't seen it. It's amazing. I'm just going to ignore you two and talk to myself. I'm going to talk to my laptop.
Said you look excited.
I look excited. What about?
No one here looks excited.
Kate's leg being next to yours.
You look like you're going to sleep.
I'm quite excited. I've got a bit of space running next to my crotch. Even though it's...
Can you talk? Because I got a text message.
It's just me, Kate. Yeah. Got dreadlocks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No sex for that information.
And no one is married. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, she's quite forceful.
I hate Alex Meacher.
That's not my name.
And a certain someone called Nools that won't give me editing information because I'm technology really tired.
Oh, Pip's got a cough.
No.
It's gone now. The moment's passed. Thanks, Alex.
Oh, bless you, Pip. Oh, yeah. When you go to see Hot Fuzz, please laugh loudly in the cinema at the use of the word cunt.
Since everyone else seems to find it upsetting.
Cunt! Yeah, you know what? I'm going to stop this because you two are just sat here going to sleep in my bed. So you're probably going to have all manner of weird straight people sex in my bed.
And steak.
And steak. So, yeah.
Didn't you have anything better to do at the time?
That's my line!
Not anymore.
I haven't finished slagging you off yet. Yeah.
Well, I haven't even finished you. Kate's horrible. She's mean and she takes her mistakes out on me. And then blames it on me to everyone else. I've had enough. I'm going to go cry and slit myself.
I'm just going to edit out all the bits that Alex is slagging me off because I worked
she
it
can't,
out.
Because you can't edit because she's an idiot.
I worked it out.
Not very well.
I didn't need any information which no sex for.
I will slice. Why does it say slice? It's so random.
Because he's pure sex.
He's gay.
So am I.
It wouldn't work.
It would be beautiful. We both have dreadlocks. There'd be dreads in every orifice imaginable. At least someone's going to appreciate that.
Podcast.
I'm so very sorry
end
for this podcast.
The podcast.
Did you really have nothing better to do with your time?
End the podcast. Stop the podcast. Blah!